Father God, help me to express the thoughts that come from you today, and give us understanding minds, loving hearts, and sensitive spirits as we wait upon you and your word. This is our prayer through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. 2 weeks ago, we considered our first of four questions as a series that we are undertaking to do on the questions that God asks of each one of us. So the last time we were together, we considered the question God asked of Moses when he gave many excuses for why he was feeling inadequate in going into the field and responding to God's call on his life. And a very simple question was put to Moses. Moses, what is in your hand? This morning I want for us to consider the second question in our series. And this time it is the Gospel of John, and we find that Jesus asks a very pertinent question. How many times have you not asked it of your partner? Ooh, do you love me? You've got a strange way of showing it. Do you love me? Show me. Do you really love me? Two believers were sitting together having coffee. I was very startled when I read this because I wonder how many of our parishioners do that. So let's say it's on a Monday, Donnie, and they're sitting over coffee talking about what was preached at their church or what was done at their church on Sunday. Wonder how many of you remember. Anyway, so they were talking. The one says to the other, "Oh, I have absolute praise for our minister. Our minister was a real champ this past week. I was in hospital, I was visited, and boy, the word was good." The other then said very sadly, "You're very lucky, because I always have what I call foot-in-mouth disease." "What do you mean?" the friend says. The friend says, "Well, foot-in-mouth disease, he's got a problem with his feet, he doesn't visit, and he talks nonsense." How many times did you have that sinking feeling? You know that sinking feeling when you sit beside somebody or in company or wherever it is that you are and you think, "Oh no, I should not have said that." And the one thing that I'm so very mindful of is my father's teaching as children in our home. Be mindful of what you say. You cannot take back the word once it is spoken. So foot-in-mouth disease is real. You know when you've got your foot in your mouth and you think, "Oops, I should not have said that." Many of us are afflicted by this many times. Be mindful of what it is that you say. Why do we consider that? If you look at Peter, who is a prime example of one that has foot-in-mouth disease, it's because in John chapter 13, he refused to allow Jesus to wash his feet. Again, as you consider Matthew 16, Peter scolded Jesus for speaking about his imminent death and his resurrection. Again, you consider the scripture when Peter boldly announces, and you and I must remember this discourse because this discourse is part of our own conversations, where Peter repeatedly said, "Never ever will I abandon you." You and I know that the story ended very differently. Jesus knew the truth and Peter lived the lie. Imagine the shame of Peter at this time. Imagine the anguish of having done the worst thing that he could have imagined and the last thing that he wanted to do. It brings us, therefore, to the question that is pertinent to us today. People of God, do you love Jesus? Will you put your money where your mouth is. Because whatever we declare and whatever we profess, we need to do as a spiritual application of our lives. And so I wonder if the Apostle Paul, when he writes his letter to the Corinthians, the chapter 13, and his introductory remarks, where the Apostle Paul speaks to us and he says, John, you may have the faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps. Donnie, you may give everything, even the clothes on your body that you are wearing, to the poor. Chiz, you may give your possessions away because you see that, and you have an inability to do at the core of what you are called to do. And it's so simple, to love. You have done absolutely nothing. Do you love me, Peter? I wonder how many of you paid attention to our call to worship this morning. Our call to worship is based on this particular reading and our reflections. And in each of the questions in the call of invocation to you, there was a response, and the response is the practical application. If you love me, says the Lord, not if there wasn't an if, but the application brings that about. Feed my people. The second part said, take care of my people. The spiritual disciplines of Lent talks about your giving, your generosity, not only in kind, not only in tangible ways, but your presence besides the one who doesn't know Jesus. Do you love me? I think our partners push it a bit far. Show me. But I think for Jesus it matters. Because Gary Chapman writes a book and it is entitled, Love is a Doing Word. And I remember when I was in Sub A, that should tell you my age, Sub A, the teacher taught that in that way. So a verb is a doing word. Love, therefore, is not about just the warm feeling or the emotion that you switch on and off, because we easily fall out of love when our partners don't do what we are expecting them to do. Love is an action word. God's love isn't an emotion, it's not a happy feeling. But instead, we consider what the New Testament teaches us in the word that is used, which is agape, an expression of God is love. What does it refer to? It refers to the self-sacrificing love of God for humanity, which they were committed to reciprocating and practicing towards God and among another. C.S. Lewis uses agape in the book that he wrote called The Four Loves to describe what he believes is the highest level of love known to humanity, and this is what he says. It is a selfless love, selfless. A selfless love that is passionately committed to the well-being of others. I love the concept of Ubuntu. So in a very simple definition of Ubuntu, Ubuntu says, I am because you are. You are because correct. So if we look at that interwoven connectedness of Ubuntu, then the definition, a selfless love that is passionately committed to the well-being of others, is spot on. Karl Barth is one of the great systematics theologians of our time. He was an absolute terror to study at university. But in the book called Church Dogmatics, he distinguishes the 2, 3, 4 different kinds of love. Agape, which is the consideration of others. Eros, which is love for the other human being. But agape is what God is calling us to during Lent. Identifying with the interest of your neighbor. And there is no expectation of mutuality. So, people of God, you have to consider the response to the question this morning. Do you love Jesus? And from that love, there is a move towards agape, which recognizes the other in your presence. So I wonder if it is right about our partners. If you love me, show it. If you love God, live that love. I pray this not only for you, but I pray it also for us. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is love. Amen. Amen.